Welcome to GamerCast, episode 84. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And we are your hosts.
Today.
Today and probably next week as well.
Yeah.
And like the week before.
And the week after.
And before that. And
this time last year and this time next year. Oh, you poor, poor people. But don't change the channel. Alright.
You can if you want. I mean, it doesn't really affect us either way because we don't get paid for this.
We'd still be here talking.
Yeah, we just talk to our like half a dozen people we've got online in the chat room, which is actually good. We've got a good turnout this week. We've got that Wist dude and Zelio, who's a bit of a noob, but I don't matter. Oxlo says GamerCast will go bankrupt by next year. Wrong.
Hey, it'll only go bankrupt if either of us or both of us lose our jobs.
Oh dear. Well, no, we've downsized it. We get rid of the live thing. We could continue to do it as a podcast.
Yeah, we'd have to record it.
Like we used to do, old school.
Old school.
Yeah, and all of you people listening live will have to download it, aren't you?
Back in the old days when we were using old recording systems and we'd get halfway through and then we'd realise it'd stop recording and we'd have to go back and redo the whole entire show.
On the plus side, it's funny. Right, we've got a couple of letters. We've got one from Alex Gibson, who says, "Hey, Adam/Paul. This is a long letter, so you may want to like go to sleep for 10 minutes.
Should I get comfy?
Yeah, get yourself comfy. Right.
I'm comfy.
So, don't need to scratch yourself anywhere? Okay, right. You can stop now. Well, after hearing about Time Splitters 4 from a friend, I was so excited. So much so, in fact, I had already gathered all the information possible in the game. So when you asked for this letter, I had my work cut out for me. To start off with, this game was originally announced in the OPSM UK magazine. I assume that's some sort of crappy PlayStation magazine. Quote, "The August issue has a small article confirming that a new Time Splitters game is in the works for PS3. No actual news on features other than Steve Ellis says they're gearing up to insert monkeys and guns into all the wrong places." Interestingly, the image in the magazine is a spoof of Gears of the Gears of War logo with a monkey head. I hope they have a license to do that. Free Radical is said to have sent out some concept art of a monkey in a very familiar suit of green battle armor. So expect a lot of in-game pot shots at Gears of War, Halo, and other famous gaming franchises. Lame. Look, we don't have Halo on the PS3, so let's just make fun of it. With monkeys. And then it comes out on the Xbox as well.
Probably before, and in a better frame rate.
There was no mention of an Xbox 360 title in the works, but many articles would suggest otherwise. But my personal opinion is that they're mocking both Halo and Gears of War. They will probably release a game on the console to which both those games belong. I agree, they're bound to do an Xbox 360 version. Because, well,
Time Splitters is always multi-released because it's a pick-up-and-play, one-player and multiplayer, blow your friend's head off with loads of radioactive monkeys and lots of fun games to play. And it's always been a successful on PlayStation 2, but it's also been on a successful game on Xbox and even on GameCube. So you know it's going to work. It's good. It's always good, clean fun of blowing people up with your radioactive monkeys. So
yeah,
it's bound to be on.
Everyone likes games with
monkeys. It would be stupid, and with a lot of what's happening in the industry, where a lot of people complaining about just going singly with the PlayStation 3.
What kind of all these things are coming?
Beads.
From where?
I don't know.
I wish people would stop dumping their crap in my room.
They should by now realize that it'll be shooting yourself in your foot if you just stuck to one console. So I can see that it's going to be multi-release. Definitely.
Yeah. These are some quotes which brought a smile to my face. Though whether these quotes are fake or not is another thing. Right. Both Time Splitters 2 and 3 were available on PS2, GameCube, and Xbox, and if EA decides to play the role of publisher again, there's a good chance that we'll see a multi-platform release. Is that funny? Does it bring a smile to anyone's face? No. So try again, Mr. Alex Gibson, whoever you are. Although I think I know who he is. He's some weird dude on the forums. Anyway. News has come to light that a new Time Splitters game is to be released on both the PS3 and Xbox 360. No other news or details is available as of yet. There's a wiki entry that someone did up as well, but anyone could have done that. I hope this gives you Time Splitters fans a bit of insight to a game which looks to be as fun as it is awesome. Okay, so thank you, Mr. Alex Gibson, for that letter. I'm sure our Time Splitters fans appreciate knowing nothing about this new game, only that it's coming out.
Yeah, and they said it'll be coming out in 2010.
Oh dear.
Don't expect to see it till then.
Well, no, some dude on Wikipedia just said that. So we'll just ignore that dude.
Yeah.
Right, so thank you for that. We've also got a letter from, I think it's Tabari Thomas. I honestly don't have a clue how to pronounce that name.
But he's got a really cool email address, SuperSaiyan33.
Yeah, woo. Good email handle. Yeah. Hi, Adam and Paul. Why the hell did they put your name before mine?
Because I always say, hi, I'm Adam, and then you say, hi, you're
Paul. The only reason we did that is because your name is, you know...
Alphabetical?
Yeah, we did it alphabetical. So stop. Dude, I'm the important one. I'm the guy who has the recording software.
Okay, please, write us a letter and just say, Paul and Adam.
Yeah, do that.
Just once, just to make him happy.
Right, anyway, he says, I'm a listener from the USA.
USA!
Even though I can't pledge any money to the podcast... Well, you know, you can't donate in dollars. You know, we do have that ability on the webpage. Hint, hint. Let's say $600 should sort us out for a while. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Oxlo. $600. Or better yet, £600. Anyway, he says, I'm offering my support as a reviewer to certain titles that come out here first, like Halo and Bioshock. Okay, so... it's only like a day or two earlier... for those titles.
Yeah, for the big titles. Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, he says, just email me when you need me. Right, so Adam is in charge of our... Adam is our liaison, so you can get him to review stuff.
Yeah. If you are listening, it'd be nice if you can send us any info.
So yeah, Adam, I'm gonna forward that to you, and you can follow it up and tell him to review stuff, because you know what's coming out, Adam.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We will definitely get in contact with you when something comes up, like Halo 3, which is out a day earlier, so you'll have an extra day. So that's not really not much point. But
it would be nice if, instead of maybe doing... You could do your own review on Halo, but it would also...
Well, just submit a user audio review, like people used to do. Cough Darth Ura, who had a tantrum and ran off.
Yeah. Yeah, all I'd say is don't wait for us just to get in contact. It'd be nice if you could just do...
Yeah, just fire an email. I don't care how big it is.
We like to hear reviews on what other people think of it, because at the end of the day...
At the end of the day, we don't really know anything.
If a game does something, it's fact. If something doesn't work properly, it's a fact. But if a game is crap, sometimes it is factually crap, but sometimes it is just opinion.
Hey,
you will find...
If I say it's crap, it is. And I'll damn well argue with you until you are dead.
But, everything is an opinion. This is a podcast. It's our opinions and our facts.
Hey, my opinions aren't opinions. They're substantiated scientific fact.
Yeah, but they have opinions. So we'd like to know your opinions. So as many reviews as possible.
Yeah, if you want to argue with me about creationism or homeopathy or any other pseudoscientific nonsense, I'll take you on. Yeah, I'm still waiting for the Daily Creationism to have a public debate with me. Yeah, I've pushed off.
But yeah, if you can send us any info about what's happening with release of Halo.
We should have gotten to review the Xbox 360 Elite.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, buy this console so you can review it for us, and then send us the console so we can review it.
Yay.
And we'll give you 20 quid. I think that's a fair deal. Ooh, we have the Elites in today. Well, like last week.
They're in, are they?
Yeah, I'll talk about them in a minute. Okay. Right, we also got a letter from this Scarfun dude, whose name is spelt wrong because he put a 7 in the middle of it instead of a T. So we object to his lead speak. It's, he basically says, "It's me, Scarfam, hello!" Exclamation mark. Thank you.
Is that all he said?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. No, that's good. I should start reading the spam.
We should reply back to him in our codes, because it's, "Hi, I'm Gojin, and this is
me,
Smirnoff." Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Let's read some of the spams. "Have you ever hoped to have a high dollar watch? We have the problem solved for you." Whatever.
I have a high dollar watch, so there you go. My watch is in four figures.
And the spam today is just so ridiculous, because there's just so much like random words and stuff. Right, let's go briefly to the chat room.
To the chat room.
Hello, people in the chat room. What have we got here? Oxlo says, "How come you did not get the women to read out the long letter, or is it just my long letters?" To be honest, we couldn't be bothered this week. If you remember last week, we had Microsoft Anna or Louisa or Bob or whatever her name is read it out. Oxlo says, "Will 600 pence do?" No, 600 pounds. Thank you. He also says, "They are opinions, so they are not legally binding." Lol. Whatever. I don't know what he's talking about. And Zelio says, "I made him run off." Right. Zelio is banned from the forums for another 24 hours. Right. Anyway, if you want to send us letters or feedback, you can do that on the blog at gamercast.net. And you can email us at feedback@gamercast.net.
Ooh.
And speaking of the forums, you can have a look at the forums on portalforums.net. All those links and stuff is probably on the gamercast.net webpage. But if they're not, we'll have a look. Yeah, we need music in between segments. We need that. Oh no, let's take the music we've already got and just play it backwards. We might be able to get some demon speak in it.
"Hey, money to GamerCast, sell your liver."
Sell your liver? We don't want someone's liver.
No, they sell the liver, get the money, and then give the money in their donation.
Dude, but you need a liver to live.
What don't you need? Kidneys.
Are you suggesting mass death and killing?
Well, what if you're on a one of those, not those machines that pump the blood in?
Dialysis machine?
Yeah. Because then if you say that you
we don't want a skanky kidney that doesn't work.
No. See, look, this is it.
We need good working organs to build our giant robot.
You get loads of kids to donate their sell their livers on the black market, and then pretend that they were conned out of their livers.
Dude.
They get the money and they send it to us.
I do not want the police searching our properties. I need my computer, especially with Halo 3 coming out.
Yeah, but we won't have the livers. They'll sell them on the black market.
I need to blog about my progress.
And then...
And I need my stuff to like go on the internet.
If the kids are on dialysis machines, it means they can play video games all day long and they can do all the reviews.
Dude.
It's like having a room full of monkeys on typewriters and getting them to write a novel.
Monkeys is one thing, but getting children to sell their livers, that's too far. That's lawsuit.
Okay, we'll just sell the livers of the monkeys.
Yeah, just sell the monkey liver. Monkeys don't matter. Monkeys don't have human rights, they only have monkey rights. In your face, monkey man. Right, anyway, on with the news. Russian bombers are now back on patrol, which is good. I saw that in the news this week. Let's also get up give some other news. So Russian bombers are back on patrol. They've got their Tupolev 85s, I think, and...
There's a hurricane heading towards Jamaica.
I'm still on the Russian thing. And they've got their Tupolev 160 strategic bombers back on patrol through the US, like, west and east coasts and stuff. That's cool, man. What else? We got kidnapped German in Afghanistan.
There's a hurricane on the way to Jamaica.
Sarkozy reveals US holiday hosts. Great, that's fantastic.
There's a man with scary mirror sunglasses and he's pointing at us.
That's the French president.
It's a French president. He looks like Uncle Sam needs you. Join the French Foreign Legion.
This is what these you know, politicians are like.
I bet he was doing something dirty to that man. He's holding his crotch. Dentistry. Milan police end the 29-year-old career of a fake dentist.
Ooh, in pictures, Russia and China stage a joint military exercise. That's cool. Oh, look, there's people landing on the roof.
It's like Battlefield 2 all over again.
Yeah, it is. It is just like Battlefield.
Someone should have filmed it and then, like, edited
yeah,
the, it.
Yeah, those helicopters are in Battlefield 2.
Someone should have filmed the whole entire thing.
Look, that's an APC in Battlefield 2.
Yeah, and then edited it, put some music with it, and you could have released it as Battlefield 2 the movie.
Well, did you see the Minesweeper movie?
Minesweeper?
Yeah, there was a Minesweeper movie.
Was there?
Yeah, I'll just bring it up quickly.
While you bring it up, I did find that there was a picture of the stuff from Weta, where they've built a warthog for one of the short movies that's coming out.
Alright, here we go. I think this is the one.
You're here because you're the best of the best. You come to me as beginners. When I'm done with you, you'll be experts. You are here to sweep my floor.
I hear he finished this one in like 2 seconds.
I'm gonna beat all his records.
What's his problem?
His dad died in a minefield.
Each time you dig, you will find the number. That number will tell you exactly how many mines are adjacent to your square.
If he's such a great sweeper, why is he here teaching us?
Yeah, it's really easy.
Yeah, my grandma does it all the time.
Find a one on a corner, it's a mine! Three on a wall, they're all mines!
Careful! There are mines under there!
But what if we get an 8? And God help us all.
I can see his face. Even when I close my eyes, I can see his face.
Why are you really here?
I want to make this land safe!
Why are you here, soldier?
I'm here because I'm bored!
Don't you ever forget that.
No! No! Calm down, it's never the first one.
No! That clock is gonna keep ticking until it reaches 999!
What happens then?
Nothing!
You just suck! Why are these mines even here?
What do we do now?
Now, we guess.
Game over. Anybody wanna play hearts?
Ooh!
Woo. So that was good. So yeah, if you've not had a look at that, it's actually quite fun. If you go on YouTube and just do a search for Minesweeper movie, it will be on the list of results somewhere.
Mm.
It's just like a trailer for a film which is based on Minesweeper.
Yeah, Minesweeper. It's got me on many bored moments at work, and it made me even more bored that I actually went back and did work.
Woo. Stabass says, oh god, I love this video. Yes, that is quite funny. Ooh, Oxlow says, anybody want to play Battlefield 2 after Gamercast is finished? No, because I have to actually edit it and put it up on the net.
And I'm busy.
But maybe one day. Right, anyway, let's actually get on the news.
Bow, 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 bow.
Couple of quick news items. EA are prioritizing Xbox 360 development over PS3. It's not really a surprise there, because the PS3 is doing quite bad.
And E3 want it out there, sold.
E3 want to sell their stuff. They can't sell it on a platform with a user base the size of a football team.
It's whatever makes the money.
It's also been, you know, a heap of criticism directed at Madden on the PS3. Because the Xbox 360 version runs at 60 frames per second with no slowdown, and it looks better than the PS3 version. The PS3 version, however, runs at 30 frames per second, and it even has slowdown. And EA have basically just said, blame Sony for it, which is good. Yeah.
So, Next we hear some news that...
More news from EA. Command & Conquer 3 expansion pack sometime next year. That will be available on both Windows and Xbox 360. So that's funky. It will have a lot more of Kane in it, apparently. So they obviously paid him too much and, you know, have dragged him back to do some more acting. Oh, look, we paid you too much last time we calculated your earnings. Can you come in for another 50 hours and work it off? Yeah. Thank you. Right, Adam has something to talk about. It was about Halo 3 Weird Chief Guys.
Weird Chief Guys. Had a look on a few websites, having a look, see what news is about, and some new screenshots, which are actually on the Bungie dot website. So it was kind of like, ooh, what are these about? And... ooh, nice little blue dragon advert there.
Dude, look at the Halo.
Yeah, some really weird Halo helmets and armor shoulder pads where you can see part of the helmet is missing, but it doesn't look like damage. It looks like the top bit's been taken off. That bit, but the other one looks completely and utterly different from Master Chief's helmet. So, unless you've got different types of helmets,
maybe
shoulder pads, everything just looks a little bit weird. Because the other pictures that they had, let's go back.
I hate the IGN website; it's so slow.
Yeah, because we have a look at this one. I must admit, for all we know, these suits might be something that's been added in, because actually they do look very similar to that Elite extra uniform we saw.
Not really,
just in the, I mean, like in the style. So maybe there is something more. Well,
maybe it's just added customization for multiplayer,
yeah, or something new.
Yeah, that ain't loading, is it? Refresh.
Go to the Bungie website. They're on there as well.
Bungie. Well, why'd you take me to IGN if it's on Bungie? Bungie's website is only, you know, 20% slower than IGN. They need to work on the performance of it because it's ridiculous. They need to cache it or something. See that?
It's thinking about.
Look at all this crap. What the hell?
Yeah, what's with that? Someone has a very fun time building this website.
Where are we going? Halo 3?
Yeah, I believe so. I stumbled on them while rooting around because as soon as I saw the pictures, I wanted to see if they would say. Screenshots.
Screen shoot. Bang, bang.
You shot my screen. Don't touch my screen. So we click on that one there. Let's have a look. See, look, we can even expand them and hit
we
the
go
accent.
Big.
See, look, that looks like a,
that's a
brute with a groovy new armor on. There's Master
Chief.
Chief.
The brutes need new armor and stuff because, frankly, in Halo 2, they suck.
So this is all.
Well, that's the Chief looking normal.
Yeah, with loads of brutes and the grenades being thrown and stuff.
Right, the Chief could survive that.
So it looks a bit like it's a Chief versus half a brute pack. Is the title. It looks like more of a shot with
got a bubble shield there.
Yeah, there's a bubble shield to the right, which means it's probably co-op. Let me close that one. What's, yeah, let's have a look at that one there. Now here's a multiplayer one.
Here we go, they've got funky looking helmets.
Yeah, see that, all that does seem,
I think it's just customization in multiplayer.
Yeah, change of the helmets, a bit more grooviness to it. Let's have a look at that one. It's showing off a lot more of the multiplayer
maps. I started
maps.
Listening to the Bungie podcast, but it was so boring I could only get for about 20 minutes or so.
See, look, the shoulder plates have changed and they've been lowered down a bit with the customizable number plates put on.
Number plates,
so you have your little numbers on and say what type of Spartan you are. So those are different types of helmets. So yeah, I imagine they've done it so that you can have a lot more customization.
This is multiplayer customization,
which makes it a little bit more fun because at the end of the
day, yeah, it does, because it means you could goof around doing that for 10 minutes before you even start playing it.
Yeah,
Right, if we just go back on Command & Conquer briefly, Catherine says she hopes Boomer is still in there. From Battlestar Galactica. The woman.
Yeah.
Boomer woman. Yeah, that'd be interesting, but well, I imagine she's busy with doing Battlestar at the moment, season 4 or whatever they're on.
And it depends how much hype is done for the expansion pack, being it being an expansion pack for a previous game instead of being a sequel, either you're running off the same engine. So.
And number 6 as well. Number 6 needs to be in it. Although she's annoying.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting for that to come out. I imagine it's going to be coming out a similar time as
I imagine it will come out Starcraft next 2. Year. Oh, StarCraft 2, that's going to be good. Definitely. Dated, but good.
Yeah. But, nice, tasty. But yeah, it's interesting to see more pictures from Halo 3. It's getting quite exciting.
Ooh, it is getting exciting because it is only a few days away.
A few months away.
A few months?
Yeah.
May, end of September. A month away.
Oh yeah.
We're in August.
I keep forgetting we're in August. Yeah, and so how far have we got? Yeah, hit up the sidebar.
We do this every week. It's down there.
So yeah, as Wister said, you can change the look of your guy on Halo 3, can't you? From what I was talking with my mate Pete, who's been playing the beta, he said that there was a lot
who's
of change.
Been playing the beta? That was about 6 months ago.
Yeah. And he was saying that there was showing a lot of customization for it. So it looks like you're going to be able to change colors in different areas. It looks like helmets now, and also the fact that you're going to have the elites to play. So God knows what they've changed for the elites.
37 days, 4 hours, 18 minutes, 1 second.
37 days. Tasty.
Getting close.
Oh yeah. Getting damn close.
Right, Wist also says there was now on the beta with the helmets.
No, it was only reference to the colour changes on the beta, but main thing that they had with the beta was the fact of not just symbols.
But my CPU usage is all over the place. That damn backup, hurry up and finish.
It wasn't just the colour changes or the icons, it was the fact you can have two numbers on there, so you...
Yeah, they should just let me write on it, because then I can write I am for the win, I pwn everyone else, and then I get killed like 20 times in a row.
It'd be really cool if you could have, like, for online, you could do the same sort of system as they do for Forza, so you can start moving stuff around your chief's armor, so you could put like logos
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you should do
so
that.
So it looks
a lot.
Like he sponsors like a sports car company logos.
That's what they should do.
I want Coca-Cola over the ass of my Master Chief.
Yeah, I'm sure that would boost sales.
Yes, we know that we're now on with the helmets on beta.
I just said that.
That's the reason why we're bringing it up now, because I've only just noticed it, because they've just released new screenshots showing it. That's why.
Yeah, but it's like 99% finished now, so it's gonna go gold very soon.
Mm.
Hopefully they'll release some more like videos and stuff.
The other good thing about it is that this is going to
be... The
really
good thing about it is it's only 37 days.
First Halo title on a 360, which means that if
really?
Anything needs
I thought they released all the other ones on the 360.
Updates.
What about them?
We've seen so many great games with updates, and we're going to hell be
yeah,
able
what,
to...
What are they going to do with this game on 360?
That they can update it. Well, the good thing is, if anything ever they find a bug they missed, at least they can update it and fix it.
Well, they could on the Xbox as well.
Yeah, but...
This isn't the PS2, Adam.
No.
I live in the PS2. I've got an 8 megabyte memory card. Woo! And it cost me 20 quid! So it used to be $27.99.
Ouch.
What a ripoff.
That's why I only ever bought one.
Speaking of Xbox stuff, before we go on to our main topics, Microsoft has said... games can now require the hard drive on Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Microsoft have basically said, yeah, if you want to require the hard drive, it has to be on the front of the box. Just, you know, on the front of the box saying, I need a hard drive, and roughly how much space it will need.
Mm.
Microsoft also said, if a game wants to use 30 gigabytes, fine. You can do it, but don't expect many sales.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it's only 20 gigabytes.
With the new hard drives coming out, then obviously that shows possibility, but you're going to cut down the sales of people that either don't have a hard drive or don't want to go out and buy a new hard drive.
Well, the core needs to be discontinued. The premium needs a massive price reduction down to £180 / 100 quid on the price. Bring it down to the same price as the Wii.
Mm.
And bring the premium in at £200. No, the elite in at £200.
Yeah. What would be nice would be if they...
Let's do it, come on. Microsoft, you can end the console war. Just slash 100 quid off the price.
It would be quite...
Who cares if you're going to lose money?
It would be quite...
You've got record profits thanks to Vista
actually,
and Office.
Instead of getting rid of the core, what would be nice is if the old size hard drives that were on the premium, all cores come out with those, and all premiums come out with the larger hard drives and...
No, scrap the core.
And a...
scrap the core.
High definition DVD player.
The core which should never have existed.
They have a core.
Nice. Get a proper Xbox.
Okay, I'll get an Elite.
Fine. Pass. Yeah, the Elites came in last week. So we cracked them open, had a look. The actual machine looks really nice.
Do you think you're going to get yourself a black controller?
No.
I think I might because I've only got one controller at the moment. So.
The controller looks crap.
It's black.
Yeah, it looks crap.
Does he still have the grey bit on?
It has the grey bit underneath here.
Mm.
Which totally doesn't go because you've got like the shiny black here at the top and then you've got this skanky grey bit at the bottom.
Should have all gone
They should have got rid of the skanky grey bit and made it like the shiny top bit. Because the top of the controller is shiny but the rest isn't. See, shiny.
Shiny! Yeah. I'll have to have a look and see what I think.
Although I did notice that the Xbox 360 Elite is like jammed packed full of demos. It's got like 5 demos on it and stuff. So Microsoft have, you know, thrown some stuff on the hard drive.
Yeah, which is good considering it's got a large hard
drive. Which they've done with the premiums as well. They've, you know, put some more stuff on it than what they had at launch.
Mm. What would be nice is if they fill the hard drives up in advance.
Well, no, they don't want to fill the whole hard drive up.
No, but they give you a plethora of stuff, and you're kind of like, cool, and if you want it, you can keep it. If not, get rid of it.
And they can't fill up. They,
not too much.
If they use like half the drive, people would moan.
Yeah.
Oh, Microsoft, they're bloating out the drive of all these demos.
Can you delete them?
Well, you just go to memory, delete them, it takes 5 seconds.
That's what I was saying, you know. Perhaps.
Yeah, but people don't know how to do that and then they just moan.
Yeah. Stupid people.
Yeah, people are stupid.
Because it would be nice to be able
especially
to have lots of stuff to play with.
Especially that stupid Vengeance of Night retard on the forums. Guy really tries to hit the wall.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Zelio. Burn. He's got no comeback. Right, anyway, you're going to talk about Blue Dragon?
No, we're talking about Bioshock first.
No, we're talking about Blue Dragon first.
Okay, Blue Dragon.
I need to rest. My voice is starting to go.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk about Bioshock in a moment, but as same date release, we've got also Blue
Dragon.
We may
have to revise some of our criticisms of Bioshock we made the other week. Because it isn't as crap as I was expecting.
Bioshock, we've got the Elite, which we've talked about, and Blue Dragon.
Yeah, we've got the Elite, which is sat right here. Let's turn it on. This is our GamerCast Edition Elite. Yes, that's cool. Let's turn it on. We don't know where it went.
You were hoping that it was going to cut the sound in then, weren't you?
No, because the sound was switched for the video.
Zelio says, I'm playing WoW. Get the... out.
Well, flipping mute us then, dude. Stop the feed if you want to listen to us.
I want to play WoW, but I bought a load of new
bike. I want to play WoW.
I'll be playing WoW after the release of Blue Dragon. Because I need to get paid. But speaking of Blue Dragon, I decided...
Yeah, you need to get paid and give me some money.
Don't worry, I'll get you 20 quid.
Really needs to give me some money as well.
Yeah, Blue Dragon was out, so on the 24th it will be. So I decided
she owes me 345 quid now.
Have a look at some of the videos. You can find them on YouTube because obviously it's already been released in Japan. As well as I didn't realize this is based off a Japanese anime cartoon. So I had a quick look at the
Japanese
cartoon.
And anime. That's fantastic.
But I don't think it's actually based off the cartoon. I believe the game came first, considering it was actually created
by... Well, yeah,
they
probably did the Viva Pinata thing. Oh, man, I still want to watch
but
the
I've
Pinata.
Still got to, I'm going to... There's a Wikipedia thing, so...
thing that some dude like edited and they like, deleted all the stuff and replaced it with the Master Chief. So now it's the Master Chief and a Blue Dragon, and they go head-to-head, and then they, like, win.
Thank
for
you.
For the win.
See, you're being annoying then, but Catherine answered my question. The anime is based off the game.
That's what I said. Like Viva Pinata.
Which I thought as much because the game was created by the creator of Final Fantasy and designed by Akira Toriyama. What have you got? Oh, Viva Pinata. So yeah, I had a look at these. Very cool. I had a look at the first a video of the first 10 minutes of the game in action. Do you want to see it?
No, I was actually going to put Viva Pinata on.
Yeah, well, you have to wait for Viva Pinata a minute.
What? Dude.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Oh,
come on. I was going to play Viva Pinata.
Now, here's the trailer.
You'll have to turn it up because the 360 is doing its jet engine thing.
Unfortunately, it is in Japanese, but...
So, yeah, nobody will be able to understand it.
But it's very cool. The characters are all 3D, but I've got a very, very feel to Dragon Ball Z. A lot of characters you can see from the faces.
Oh god, this is boring!
But they've all got these like shadows that come out, and they come out as dragons, hawks. One of them is a hippopotamus, and all the characters have got different ones.
Oh man, they need a Hungry Hungry Hippos game for 360.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool. And the main character, he has a blue dragon as his character.
Well, that dude,
yeah.
He looks about five.
Here it is in action. It's the same as Final Fantasy.
Terrible.
It's the same as Final Fantasy, where it will be a
turn-based nonsense.
Yes. It's created by the guys who created Final Fantasy.
No excuse to make it turn-based. We've moved on a bit, okay? We have real-time RPGs now.
Read that.
Yeah, I can shush all I want.
It looks absolutely amazing.
It doesn't!
I am definitely looking forward to it. I do liking this character here who's got like this the comb-over fringe with the green outfit because he just reminds me of...
What, is it he? I thought it was a girl.
It reminds me of Gohan when he's dressed up as the Great Saiyaman, so I'm absolutely freaking out about this. I think this game's going to be amazing. It's like Dragon Ball and Final Fantasy all mixed in together. But yeah, it's very, very Final Fantasy with the types of moves, but all of the characters' maneuvers all come out of their character, the shadows from behind. As well as the fact that it is a, like Final Fantasy, you move around third person. Moving about. One thing that is quite cool is the fact that here it's just shown you walk up to a bear that's only got one eye and blue paws, and then it goes into the maneuver of showing everybody standing in a line with all of their stats. Cool thing was, before you bumped into the character that you had to fight against, you actually saw him. There's one of the pet hates I always don't like about Final Fantasy is you're running along and all of a sudden, ooh, we got a battle, but you never saw the character coming up. In this one, it showed you where the bear stood right in your path and you had no option but to fight him. Then you go to your fighting status. So, definitely liking that. Here's a few seconds of the opening sequence. Let's get it to something a bit more interesting. It shows him do that and then... The CG animation for it is very good. It keeping it the models as close as possible to the gameplay models, but obviously increasing the graphics for the animation to look absolutely amazing. It keeps the Japanese anime style very well, and it's very well animated. I'm very impressed with this. You can see a lot of similarities to the Dragon Ball Z games that have come out lately with the three-dimensional versions and the cutscenes for those, but this, the notch has been brought up to several levels, especially the fact that it's using the graphics of the Xbox 360 has allowed it to push the cutscenes and the gameplay up a lot higher, so I'm definitely impressed with this game. But this is really weird. I want to know what the hell this is about, because it's like a rock shark. If you watch this and look, type in Blue Dragon first 10 minutes gameplay and watch the first video, this rock shark's fin comes into the desert and starts like picking a fight, and the main guy's got this like...
The main guy is like 6 years old.
He's got this big piece of metal with rope wrapped around it to make a sword. It's nice the fact that the opening sequence keeps jumping backwards to playable and then cutscenes. It is quite... It means that the whole opening sequence is playable, where before you were stuck with just an opening sequence and then you started playing, but now you're jumping backwards and forwards. It's nice.
It's not as annoying.
I am absolutely looking forward to this game.
Can't pause it now and play the Viva Pinata video I was going to play.
Yeah, I'll take it off now. But yeah, Blue Dragon looking absolutely amazing. I will be buying this when it comes out, I hope. If I haven't got enough money, I am probably willing to sell my copy of Spider-Man 3, which I've barely played, and probably something else, just to get us, because I am so looking forward to it.
I missed the video, thanks to you.
Oh.
Funky party video intro, Viva Pinata. Someone wants to turn us off now.
No, come on, I want to see it. I've never seen Viva Pinata. Come on, Viva Pinata me.
I'm sure the people listening don't really care.
I've just been told bad news that I'd only get £7 for Spider-Man 3. Is that Spider-Man 3 on the Wii, though?
Who cares? This is where it gets good.
Never get any decent money from games these days. No, getting rid of Zelda, though.
Yeah.
When does he get hit?
See, that checkmates Blue Dragon. Look, there's a dude on a surfboard, and those people. And a toad, and a purple thing.
As only pinatas can. Well, most pinatas, that is. Oh, fudge!
Game is crazy.
Checkmate, Blue Dragon. Checkmate. Right, let's take that out and turn it off.
Yeah, that proves how crap the game was. Not Viva Pinata, I mean Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, you call Viva Pinata crappy and I'll kick your ass. Good game.
Yeah, I was disappointed. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Blue Dragon. Blue Dragon is going to be amazing. I should be doing a very big review on it as soon as I get hold of it. If anybody gets hold of it before me, they must do a review. I'm sure Kat's going to get it before me, so...
No!
She says she's taking Viva Pinata back. That's what you get for dissing Blue Dragon.
Well, she's going to take it back anyway, so...
Next week, I want you an I Love Blue Dragon t-shirt.
Sorry, I don't like Blue Dragon. It's got the same problems as Final Fantasy for me. Turn-based... Stupid cutscenes interrupting my gameplay every 20 seconds. You know, have a cutscene at the beginning and the end of the level. Maybe once in between that, if there's something important going on, but don't interrupt me all the time.
Someone's being shot outside, I think.
Catherine says, that's because it's a flipping JRPG. Yeah, well, I don't like it. Anyway, let's talk about BioShock. Ashley, should I just play it and you can talk about it? No,
yeah.
It's not. I can't be
bothered. Yeah. You should have while we're doing it, you should have downloaded Blue Dragon and we could have had a play.
I now have unlimited bandwidth.
BioShock.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We make a deal. I will download the Blue Dragon demo this week and play it.
Okay.
There. So yeah, I'll say that. I'll download the Blue Dragon demo.
And you will let me play it as well?
No, I will play it myself. And then I will delete it.
You're going to make me wait. I might have to wait until my birthday to get the damn game.
Just download it. Xbox core boy.
I don't have a hard drive, Mr. Premium Man. I'm broke. That told you.
Right, anyway, BioShock. This is a game I dissed a couple of weeks back. I got
confused about it. I thought it was something to do with Atlantis or something.
What?
We had that Atlantis
underwater. Well, it's set in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with Atlantis. It's not like Aladdin or something, is it?
Yeah, someone didn't like the idea of capitalism or that, you know, people, American government is screwing you over, the Russians are screwing you over.
What is the American government screwing you over?
He didn't like any of the governments, so decided to make his own town underwater.
You missed the point of the video.
Okay, what was the video? Tell me the point.
Well, let's back up a bit. I retract some of my statements I made about BioShock a few weeks ago. I do, however, maintain my position that it is not worth me buying. Although I may be tempted to change that. Maybe. Depending on how cheap I can get the PC version. If I can get it for, say, 15, 20 quid, maybe. Because it is a good looking game.
Mm.
Looks good.
Won't knock that. Videos didn't do it justice.
But it's so weird.
Yeah.
The weirdness freaks me out. I like science fiction games like Doom or Half-Life or Halo,
where it's
where you're set in a science research facility and you're a doctor dude carrying out his work and then something goes wrong. Although personally I prefer the bit while he's doing his work,
but
that
was
the best bit.
Yeah, you kind of it explains what's going on with this. It just kind of like you calmly start doing you feel like you're doing something and you should be freaking out by this point, and then everything just goes completely skew-whiffy too quickly, and it was kind of...
Are we talking about Half-Life 1 now?
No, I'm talking about BioShock. The beginning of it was just a little bit too calm and collected.
Calm? Plane crash?
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I'm going to be flipping calm in a plane crash. I'm going to think, oh my god, how am I going to get out?
Well, no, he just...
Ooh, look, that kid's got PSP. Turn the thing off and smash it in your face, PlayStation bad boy. Oh no, we're gonna die. In your face.
Yeah, it just, the way it started, I didn't like it too much.
I thought the beginning was good.
Yeah, I would agree with the beginning, and the whole under the water scene and the plane crashing and the fire and the water looked good, well done. I like the way that the fire is showing you not the way to go, but it's kind of making you think, I don't want to touch the fire, I'll go this way, it looks safer.
Well, you couldn't go backwards because the fire was all around you.
Yeah.
But a few things that bugged me about it. One, I wasn't sure if I was in control while I was in the water, underwater. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be doing something or not.
Mm.
So I was pressing the controls, seeing if anything happened, which it didn't. Which I thought they should have given you control then, so you can like try and swim to the surface. Yeah, Catherine says the water looks amazing, which it does. The water effects are really nice. It really pushes the Xbox 360 to its...
Water and all elements, being underneath it, swimming in it, walking through water, falling to the ground, seeing water being coming into tunnels and pushing you through and water dripping off.
Dude, don't spoil the best bits.
Okay.
That bit when you're in the tunnel and the tunnel breaks and water floods in, that was a masterpiece of game design.
Yeah. And the use of water in this game looks like the big element.
If I want to get nitpicky, I can, because the water level didn't actually rise.
No.
Which sucks. I want to drown. I want my dude to drown. I want the whole facility to, you know, fill it with water.
Mm.
I don't care if we don't have computers powerful enough to simulate that many water molecules. I don't care. Let's just do it.
The whole water levels, water filling up and stuff has always been done reasonably well before.
Oh god, something terrible. Take Half-Life 1 map. Mm. What was it called? Undertow, was it? No, I can't remember. But there was like a canal through a whole level. And in the end room, you could like make the room fill up with water, and it was just lame.
Mm.
You know, they needed to do something fancy like that. But anyway, the 1960s thing, I don't like the style of that whatsoever.
The style and the weapons just kind of bug me a little bit.
Yeah, the weapons are lame. Give me some decent guns.
And the fact that you were on a radio with a person who lives there.
A skanky looking radio.
And you can see a...
Bluetooth, man, Bluetooth.
Well, it didn't exist back then, but... the time period did
primitive.
The time period was annoying. It could have been done in more our time period and gone a more futuristic feel instead of the time period. I couldn't understand the reason for the choice of it. It was done extremely well. The look, the feel, the music, the textures,
it was done really well. But 1960.
You couldn't see a reason for it.
And it's like, you know, old school. And it's like, you know, it was 1920 or 30s.
You could have used the future, you could have used now time period and got away with it, and it still would have been the same.
If you'd done it in the future, set up on Mars, in a new terraform Mars, that would be cool. But in the Atlantic Ocean, I think I would have found a giant city underwater. I think I would have come across it in my daily life. Like when I go swimming.
Yeah. But I suppose the idea of it is that no one else knows about it apart from the people that went there. So, but then
hang on, how can you build a goddamn city underwater like that and nobody knows about it?
And it was so well done.
It wasn't. It was totally badly well done because it looked like a normal city only underwater.
Exactly.
That's a construction nightmare.
Yeah, and everything.
How are you going to lay concrete with water underwater? How are you going
to
do it?
You'd have to lay them out of water and then submerge.
Yeah. Oh, gee, let's have all these massive construction ships on the surface sinking the concrete down.
Oh, look, there's a skyscraper on a building being towed into
the
water.
Then they load the concrete down into an existing building and it smashes.
Yeah, it's when you start thinking about it, it just seems a little bit kind of.
I mean, they tried to be too creative, and you know, Mars base, that's cool. We like Mars.
There could have been many other reasons for the whole, you know, you could have had alternative reality or something like that, you know, go a bit over.
Well, just not go over the top. A base on Mars is fine. Adam's crazy multi-dimensional nonsense is not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Future civilization is all underwater.
Halo's slip space thing is borderline.
You know, even not go too sci-fi futuristic. You could have done, you know, post-apocalyptic, water-flooded.
Oh, boring.
You know.
Post-apocalyptic. What, like Star Trek? Okay, let's do Star Trek.
Anyway, back to the game. How do you think it played, the feel of it, controls, for first person? You like your first persons?
I think the controls are good. They're pretty easy to get forward. You've got basically... two modes of attack. You've got your fancy mumbo jumbo attacks, and you've got your gun attacks and stuff. On the two triggers, you can switch weapons on the two buttons. Two shoulder buttons, jump, reload, activate, and health packs are all the buttons, and you know, crouches, press the button, and that. So standard first person controls.
Bit weird, you know, everybody's jacked up on this weird serum sort of thing, and then. The first thing that you do is, oh look, there's a needle. I'll just inject myself for the hell of it. Oh my god, electricity comes out of my hand.
Yeah, that's so unrealistic.
I was wondering what the hell you were doing. I thought it was like health or something. I wonder why the hell you were injecting yourself with that. It's like, oh, he's done this before. And all of a sudden electricity's coming out, you know, and it's kind of like...
It's called Adam.
Really?
They want Adam. That's what like the weird stuff is called.
It's called Adam. I'm a drug.
Yeah, and your Eve bar is and you've got an Eve bar, which is like your energy bar.
Right.
It was a blue bar, so that's weird.
Ah, the little sisters want Adam. So the scary little little girls want the Adam
I'm
juice.
I'm fed up of scary little girls scaring me. I'm fed up of that.
And they got a daddy in a like a underwater mech suit.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I mean, how could they build something like that? They have this crappy, tinky, rubbish radio, and then they got this giant walking dude.
With a drill on his hand.
Yeah, what's the hell to deal with that?
Yeah, it
I mean,
was...
come on, that's not even Honda Man robot quality there. Oh man, we need a Honda Man robot. He can help do the show. He can fall down the stairs. Oh, Catherine says it's pretty much a diving suit. I think it's one evil looking diving suit.
Yeah,
it does, because it's got the funny old school thing, but it's all out of proportion.
Mutated diving suit. Because it did show one that looked like it was trying to weld outside or something. But yeah, it's pretty bizarre, the whole relationship between the sister and the daughter sort of thing, and it's kind of...
What daughter?
Well, you know, they call it the daddy thing, and it follows that little mutated girl around who's after the Adam, and... Oh, it's been customised to protect them. By who, though? That's the thing. It's one of these things where they throw you in literally at the deep end and go, here's the world, deal with it. We'll explain it later on in the game when you complete a level.
Yeah, I honestly do like games where they give you a bit of the plot up front.
Yeah, the plot has to evolve as you go along. It's...
Because, I mean, they gave you the little bit on the elevator water thing where they say this one dude, who actually reminds me of the Scientology guy, freakily enough, whatever his name is, J. Edgar Hoover, no, that's the CIA guy, no, that's the FBI guy, who's the CIA guy? I don't know, George Bush, right, anyway. They gave you bits and bobs like that, like why this place was founded, but
yeah.
I mean, you know.
Why everybody's screwed up.
I want a bit more, I want to know what all these screwed up weird people are running around attacking me are. Because they might be trying to be my friend, but I just don't understand them. They might want to be my friends. I don't want to attack my friends.
You would have been. I thought it would have been better off. The guy that you have on the radio, it would have been better off for you to start being attacked. The other guy gets killed, and then he comes out, attacks that bloke.
He comes out as a zombie, and then we can play Doom.
And then he takes you to a room, explains what the hell's going on, and says, I need your help.
Catherine says, people who attack you aren't friends. Oh, I wanted to be the friend. What about the woman with the gun in the pushchair?
Yeah, singing to it like it's a baby.
That was good, that was.
You weren't using the environment.
Screw the environment, I've got my gun. Stupid environment nonsense. I mean, I got confused as hell trying to hack that thing because it's some stupid, pipe dream game.
See, I like using the environment in one of my favourite games where you have to go, huh? What was that? Oh, it's just a box. Good old Metal Gear Solid.
Dude, Metal Gear Solid is not a good game.
I love playing Metal Gear Solid.
Right, so yeah, you can hack things in the environment to make them on your side.
By playing Pipe Dream.
Yeah.
You have to play the old game Pipe Dream to hack stuff.
You get a mini game to play it.
So you have to play Pipe... You've got basically loads of cards...
So this is one. I'm not sure if I guess list different mini games, and I hope they got a license from Microsoft to include all these games, because these are all on the Microsoft Best of Entertainment Pack 1995.
Maybe the people who invented Pipe Dream don't have a license for the idea of having water go through pipes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how water going through pipes would make it work.
Maybe they got around it by instead of saying we'll give you lots and lots of different pipes to pick from, we'll give you lots of question marks and you have to turn them over and find all the pieces, and then you've got to put it together and move them around. So it's not Pipe Dream, you were given certain pieces.
Oh,
and you have...
yes it is, they just hide the stuff.
Yeah, so it's their way of getting around it by not making it Pipe Dream, where it really is Pipe Dream. So you got to play Pipe Dream to hack stuff.
Yeah,
which was quite cool because it meant that drone was attacking your drone and your drone was attacking that drone while you ran for it and then some woman hit you.
Yeah, it does kind of get confusing though with what the hell is going on, because there was one bit where there's like this weird security camera thing, and you know, you go up to it and nobody says take it out and it's just sitting you watching, you know, so I blow it up anyway because I just shoot everything. So you know, it's weird. I don't like that. because you're never really sure what the hell's going on.
Yeah. You just feel like you're playing it by the seat of your pants. I don't like those psychics.
When it got to that point, I was just, oh, gee, let's just shoot everything.
Yeah, I don't like that sort of game where I feel too free, I need a little bit of constraint, or I need a mission point. I'm just getting a little bit kind of...
Well, it gave you an objective, go to Neptune or something.
Yeah. I think it's probably quite a good game, but to be honest, it's not ringing any bells for me. I'm not going to go out and buy it, or I'm not even going to...
Well, I'm tempted, because it is a good game, but it is a game you need to invest a bit of time in.
Yeah, I will give it that. I must admit, I could probably play half the game and then rant and rave about it, but unfortunately, it's not showing enough of my genre type of game or things I like to make me go out and buy it to invest that amount in. Because I've played games that were really good, but it was one of those, you know, I played an RPG on the PlayStation 2 once, and it was a really good game, but...
PlayStation 2.
I played it too fast to see if I would like it to take it back, that by that point I got so bored of rushing the game that I made it even crapper and I just took it back. Where if I'd sat down and played it slowly, I probably would have liked it.
Well, yeah, you have to start off slowly to get the hang of it. Which is all well and good, but I'm playing Oblivion at the moment.
I'm playing
the
War
game
Bear
which
3.
Won't die.
I'm playing Warcraft 3 and City Heroes at the moment, which is going good.
Not as good as Oblivion.
Yeah, I know. I need to revive Oblivion. My dad is playing Rome Total War at the moment.
Old school.
He's liking it.
Well, it's better than Medieval.
Yeah, Medieval 2 coming soon.
It's already out.
What's that? Oh, it's a new expansion pack, isn't it?
I think that's out as well.
No,
I don't think it is, actually. I'm not sure.
No, I saw advertisement for it. So, yeah, 24th, we've got the new Xbox Elite and a choice.
Yeah, that comes out on Friday.
And then you've got a choice of Blue Dragon or...
Bioshock.
So, get yourself prepped up.
I vote for Bioshock.
And I'll vote for...
Because the water in the tunnel, wow, man, awesome.
I must admit, is it a multiplayer game or is it just one player?
One player.
So this probably is enough for you to keep playing, get your new, if you don't have an Xbox 360, go up there, get yourself Elite, maybe Blue Dragon.
It doesn't really need to be multiplayer of all of the multiplayer games out at the moment.
Yeah, it's a single player that will just keep you going until Halo 3 is out.
Yeah, that's the purpose of it.
I see Kat's going for that, I vote for both, and I say you probably would be best to go for both. And I agree with her comment with multiplayer would kill it. With a game designed like that, it'd be very hard to make a decent multiplayer for it unless you borrowed someone else's standard of multiplayer creation. So it would get a little bit too crazy too quickly. Are you going to put water in it or are you not going to put water in it? You leave multiplayer for stuff like Team Fortress 2 and Halo.
Game of the year, yeah, right.
Yeah,
game of the year goes to Halo 3.
Or Blue Dragon.
Taking the smag. Ooh, Zelio saying something, now you're thinking of portals. Yeah, that's a bit of a lame thing as well. Team Fortress.
Oh, okay, Kat. I know you're saying it to annoy him by saying Bioshock is way better than Halo 3, but that's just harsh.
Halo 3 checkmates Bioshock in one big area. One, it's set in the future. Two, I know this is more than one point now, but whatever. Two, the storyline is awesome. Three, it's made by Bungie. Four, multiplayer. Five, four-player cooperative online.
And it's the third part of a very long story.
Well, it's not very long, it's only a couple of years old. Because you've got the chief on the Halo, then he faffs around a bit, then he blows up Earth, and then it's a new game.
So?
So yeah, Halo 3 checkmates Bioshock. They need a PC version of it though. PC version out on the same day, that's what they need. Cross-platform as well. Dominate all the console noobs.
Or you're playing with your underwater guns and your daddies in swimsuits. I should be playing with magical blue dragons.
Doom. I'm tempted to go back and play Doom 3 because that's really good.
Doom 3 with The Rock.
No, the film was mad.
I got the film.
And they hyped it up all with the stupid first person sequence, which lasted like 20 seconds and was really lame.
It was hard to film.
Okay, Catherine says, understand good game design. Good, yeah, I understand it is good game design. I understand it's a good game, but I don't like it.
Yeah. You're mad. Portal is amazing. You're both effing high. How can you get a game not blow your mind?
Portal, the trouble with Portal is it comes to Team Fortress 2, which checkmates it.
I'll probably like playing Portal, but only because I'll look at it in the concept that it came free with Team Fortress. Because I'm not buying it.
Came free with Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Yeah, I'm buying it on the Xbox 360 because I don't want the hassle of having to download it on my computer. I went through all of that with Half-Life 2 on PC and I'm never doing it again. No, sorry. I just don't like it.
What?
Unless it's a massive multiplayer online game.
What are you talking about? Sorry, I'm reading the screen.
Team Fortress 2. With the orange pack, I'm only going to buy it on the Xbox 360.
Are you still whinging about that?
I'm not buying it on PC. I have done the whole downloading and continually hooking up to Steam when I played Half-Life 2 on my PC, and I'm never doing it again.
Steam's alright, it's not too bad.
Yeah. I will only ever do that for one genre of game.
Wow, it's an easy hero, isn't it? Thomas Galaxy.
Yes, those games.
Wait, what else is there you play?
I've only played...
Oh, you played at Guild Wars?
No, I haven't played Guild
Wars. Nah, you suck. Yeah, you need to buy it and give me it, because I'm not playing.
Why don't you buy
it? There was some kid came in work today. He picked up Trauma Sense, so I asked him if it was any good. And he just like shrugged his shoulders. And I said, if it's any good, you have to buy me a copy.
You can scare all the kids.
Guild Wars fails so hard. Yeah, but you know, Guild Wars is a no monthly sub.
Yeah.
Which are big plus in my opinion.
But you do like playing WoW.
Yeah, WoW is good, but I only want to play it with people I know. Because playing it by yourself is just dumb, really.
So you like to play it with people you know?
Yeah, I need to play it with Catherine, because if she don't play it, I'm not playing.
Okay. Am I not good enough?
No, you suck. Sorry, I still want to be your friend. Dude, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to probably pay the £15 and transfer my dwarf across to the other server.
Yeah, do that and like let us know when so that we can all play.
Because then I'll have a higher level character. He's only level 27, but it's a bit higher than the level 18 or 19 the melee character is on the server. Which would be cool.
Well, you could always play it for a month by yourself and level up a bit.
Yeah.
And save yourself 15 quid.
Well, yeah, what I'm thinking of doing is probably cancelling off City of Heroes for a bit.
City of Heroes.
And going to WoW for a while.
WoW, huh? That's that game about the guy who's stuff. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to try and talk about now.
Well, we were talking about Bioshock, and Catherine was getting really annoyed with me.
Yeah. And I want Blue Dragon, which is going to be good.
Turn-based RPG? No. Not when we've had the Elder Scrolls, no. We're not trying to make games run on a spectrum anymore. We can do it in real time. Stop doing that. You're making the show suck because you've got so much empty space, and now we're not talking about anything.
I think we've talked ourselves to death.
So yeah, Bioshock, pick it up if you like first-person shooters. My negative point is the whole style of the game. I don't like it.
But apart from that, it does look really good. What they have done is been done well. It all depends whether or not you like what they did. And that's the best way to say it.
But then I do hate first-person shooters sometimes. I just hate particular ones. Like, and what was the last game? It was Fear, wasn't it?
Mm.
Is that the game everyone raved about? And I said it just sucked. And it's because it does suck.
So
I'm playing it, and I'm just like, wow, this is boring.
Yeah, so it's a first-person shooter in a certain type of genre.
And the guns don't feel right in BioShock. They just don't feel right.
If you have a hard drive, and I imagine there is a PC demo out as well. So
no, there isn't, not yet.
No? Get a demo.
Otherwise, I would have downloaded it on the PC, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Get a demo.
Drag the 360 out there.
Get a demo, have a go, and see what you think. It is a well-made game. Artistically, it looks lovely.
Yeah.
The stylus of the time period is done really, really well. The water effects, amazing. I'm a bit disappointed for the time period because then it states what types of weapon you have and it kind of got a little bit... But
like a machine gun. Look, I can fire stuff in it. Like, it isn't accurate whatsoever. Give me a damn rifle, for God's sake.
But
give me a proper gun. A gun which can just blow someone apart in one shot.
But apart from that, I must admit... One thing I will definitely say, the videos don't do it justice. Play the game and you'll have a Marmite moment. You'll either go, "Ugh, I don't like this," and you'll be fair enough. Or you'll think, "Oh my god, get me the bread, I need to spread this all over me." And go
bread? It comes with bread, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's the Marmite. You either hate it or love it.
I like Marmite.
So, yeah, it looks good.
I like bread.
If you're a Final Fantasy fan,
play a better game,
and you're lucky enough to go over to the 360 like I have, then this will help feed your cravings. I fed mine by
yeah. Just pretend the blue guy is that. What's her name? Yuna or whatever it is, and pretend the guy in the green thing is that bloke, like Tartarus or whatever it was.
You're talking about icky Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, I'm comparing it. We have to dress it up on the 360 so people think it's...
PlayStation 2 Final Fantasy. Ugh.
Oh, shut up. Stop whinging.
Classic.
Yeah, Tidus. I knew it was something. Yeah, Tartarus is like a sauce in it.
Yeah,
No, that's Tartarus.
I've been attacked by
Tartarus. Isn't Tartarus the head brute guy in Halo 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tartarus sauce. I've been hit by Harry Tartarus, the hammer. That'd make a good spoof, you know. Harry Tartarus. Tartarus that'd been dropped in dog hair.
Bonus level.
Tartarus dropped in dog hair with a hammer. It's trying to kill me. I'm the master chef. I should not be attacked by sauces.
Yeah, that would actually work really well.
Yeah. Master chef. It's the master chef versus Tartarus.
And Mr. Chief wins.
Yeah.
Checkmate. Lame people.
Okay. That's all I got to say. So yeah, this Friday, I don't know what else is out on any of the other consoles. I'm too busy thinking about this. It's a big move to pre-Halo 3. So new console out, the Elite, with some nice games to buy on it. So if you've got plenty of money to blow and you want to go out and buy something new, go out, get yourself an Elite and Blue Dragon.
Or get yourself a PlayStation 3. And then trade in after a week for Xbox 360 Elite.
To be honest, you'd be better off just buying a George Foreman, painting it black, writing PlayStation 3 on it, and putting...
No, the PlayStation 3 does do some cool things.
And then putting 500 quid inside and turning it on.
Yeah, it does do some cool things.
Like what? I got you there. It has a nice disk drive, you said.
No, I said the buttons were nice.
The buttons were nice.
Yeah, that's worth the extra 200 quid.
Shall I get you a second-hand Xbox 360 and we'll buy you a PlayStation 3 and you can take the buttons off and put it on the Xbox 360 and make it more happy?
Ooh, MotoGP 07 is coming out on Friday.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Forgot about that one. That was a lower one down on the... They had that on the release.
Let's put that on the list because I like MotoGP. I played the first game to death.
Yeah,
MotoGP. Like the first proper game made by Climax. Not the lame Namco.
Completely
ones.
Forgot about that one. Definitely good game out. Completely forgot about it mainly because
is this Xbox 360 Climax Motorsport or is this Namco PlayStation 3 rubbish?
Wasn't sure. Didn't have too much of a look, but as soon as I saw it,
can somebody tell us, please?
Must play. It's going to be good. So
they should call it 08.
Yeah,
because it's nearly next year.
They want to call it whatever year it came out, really.
Well, no, but they have to do what EA do. Mm. I guess I like FIFA 2019 released Friday, October, whatever, 2007. People are bound to buy it. 19 years in the future. Mm. Well, 12 years in the future. So does anybody know? Somebody? Chat room? Catherine? People? Adam? Somebody help? Help. Help.
Nah. But yeah, MotoGP looks good. I love the type of game just for the fact that you get to use the...
just because you get to use motorbikes, which Adam now has.
Yeah, I can ride a motorbike. It's very cool.
I asked if this is the crappy Namco game or if this is a Climax Motorsport game.
Motorbike's going well, though. I got to take back my cover for it, though, because it's torn by where the...
Is it Namco? It isn't.
Don't know.
You do the crappy PlayStation one.
I think so.
Which is just ridiculous. It's so bad, it's terrible. You know, it's some guy... This was back when Xbox One was around, and PS2. Some guy was... He bought a PS2 for MotoGP. And he played on his friend's Xbox with MotoGP. I think it was MotoGP 1 back then.
Mm.
And it was just like, dude, wow. And he traded his PS2 and got an Xbox with that. Because that's how much... It was, you know, MotoGP 1 was fantastic. Because not only was it one of the games for the Xbox beta test for Live, which meant I played it loads, it was also really good.
Climax rock.
Yeah, I agree, they do rock, but... They need to stop doing these rehashy releases of MotoGP and make some big progress. Like, stop doing the yearly rehash and give it 2 or 3 years between a release and then hammer it with like new features and the kitchen sink and all that.
You try the bike.
Because I never bought MotoGP 2 because it wasn't a big advancement on 1. I never bought 3 because it wasn't a big advancement on 2, which wasn't a big advancement on 1. So I need something big to push it.
Mm.
And 06 wasn't bad, but it needed more.
Yeah,
because one had it all.
One thing I like about it is the fact that they use a good sense of the two thumbsticks for body movement to help with the bike control, and the fact you've got front and back brakes. Although actually in MotoGP they never use the back brake unless their bike skids out. They only use it for bike control. They only use the front brake for slowing down, which is actually reverse of actually how you ride a motorbike, well, a large motorbike. On the road, you never use the front brake, you always use the rear brake. I only use the front brake when I'm in very, very slow speeds and I've got my feet down, if I had to control the bike with both feet, or if I need to do an emergency stop, or if I'm getting on and off the bike because the bike can roll away because it's very heavy. So
yeah, that's okay, because I always use the front brake anyway.
Front brake's the one to go for because they use heated tyres instead of grip tyres like Formula 1. It's cool. Well, it's hot.
Yeah, woo.
So yeah, plenty of stuff out this Friday, looking amazing on the Xbox 360. So if you've got some money to waste and you were thinking, I want to get games and an Xbox 360 ready for Halo 3 because you don't own one, then I would say this is the time to go get one. This Friday, get yourself an Elite, get yourself one or all of these games that are out, keep yourself happy and playing until end of September when Halo 3's out. And we were just going Halo 3 nuts.
Yep, I'm sure Catherine would be pleased because we'd be talking about Halo nonstop.
I think we're going to have to do some cool videos of us playing Halo.
Oh, videos? 3. Oh, that's a lot of work. Okay, you do the work, I'm sure.
Yeah, we just do the...
I ain't doing the work because I work Sundays. I'm knackered.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a bit of a bash on like a Friday or something when I'm only working half day. And we'll play the game and...
Yeah, but I like to play it single player by myself. I don't like people nagging, oh, let's do multiplayer, because my dad does that every fracking time. The last two Halo games, Halo 1 and 2, I normally have like a week off work.
Mm.
For and every time my dad is at the same week off, and he's like, Paul, do you want a game of Halo? Let's do multiplayer. And I'm like, I want to do the single player. And Halo 1 was ruined because I had to do a cooperative with him. Which was all stuck on this crappy on TV, you know, split screen, which just ruined it. Especially because he was retarded and he didn't know where to do. You know, he said, "Oh, what am I supposed to be doing? It's the first time I've flipping played it. I don't have a fucking clue. Sort it out yourself." Yeah, Catherine says Halo 3 comes out on a Wednesday, which I thought it was a Thursday. Nope, but it is a Wednesday. So yeah, hard cheese. Hard cheese, Adam. You have to work all day. I have Wednesdays off. Alright, anyway. Are we done? Come on, are we done? Come on.
Yeah, we're done.
We're an hour and 20 minutes, dude.
Yeah, it's a long one. We gibbled.
We dragged on and we didn't like talk about it.
Let me grab my phone, let me wipe the drool away from the corner of my mouth, and let's call this show a do.
We'll see everyone next week on episode 85.
James.
Where we will talk about absolutely who knows what.
And if you were a lucky person to purchase either an Elite, MotoGP 07, Bioshock, or Blue Dragon, if you've got the game on release date, do us a review. Either write down a review or do an audio review. Most appreciative. We'd like to hear your thoughts on those releases. We'll see you guys next week.